Whoop, whoop, whoop. So for April, we're going to have a 30-day sprint committed. 30 days all in, committed to creating one big result. So we're just focusing on one thing. We're not going to focus on 10 things. We're not going to focus on 30 things. We're not going to focus on 40 things. We're going to focus on one big result, one big result, one big thing that we want to make the needle move. And we know that that one big result that we're gunning for, that we're sprinting towards, is actually going to support so many other areas in our life. So many other areas in our life, right? And what we're cultivating and developing is this grit, is this ability to not allow feelings to be fact, not allow feelings to dictate our actions, right? Allowing them to run through our system, right? Allowing them to be identified to release, but not as this place of like, okay, I got to get over it really quick, or I can't take action because I'm not really feeling that well. It's like, well, you can still take aligned, committed action even if you don't feel like it, even when you really don't want to, right? Because it's like, I always say, there's definitely some days where like, I don't wanna work out. I don't wanna go to the gym. I don't wanna go on a walk. I don't want to, but I love how I feel after. I love how I feel after. So I take the action, because feelings aren't facts. Now, I acknowledge them. I honor them. I feel them. But I don't allow them to dictate my actions day to day to day to day. Because if I did, I'd be laying in my bed every single day. Because if I did, I'd be on the floor. Because if I did, I wouldn't be making any moves. So committed is going to be all about one big result that you're wanting to achieve. Now, I'm sharing this with you now because we kick off April 1st. It's just a mini challenge here in Prodigy. So what I'll be doing is a couple times a week, not every day, but a couple times a week, I'll be dropping in mini trainings to supporting you to stay committed to the outcome that you're desiring. Prior to that, the invitation is declaring what's the one big result you want to achieve by the end of April. What's the one big result? And who is it going to require you to be? And what is it going to require you to do in order to have that thing, right? Be, do, have. Really simple distinction that I learned years and years and years ago. What is it, the thing that you want, the thing that you want to have, who is it going to require you to be, and what is it going to require you to do? So that's what you're going to share. You're going to share that one big thing that you're going after for April. What ways of being will need to be activated, and what actions do you know you're going to need to start taking on a daily basis, okay? So that's what you're going to drop in here prior to April. And then on our kickoff for April, for those 30 days, I'll be coming in here, dropping mini trainings, supporting you. We'll be hashing things out, doing check-ins, etc. Okay. It's not going to be like additional calls or anything like that, because you guys have plenty of calls to plug into. You have plenty of places and spaces to plug into. So I don't want to overwhelm you, but I want to set an intentional space for this challenge. Now, I'm also in the process of making a spreadsheet for you so you can keep track of things. And I'll be making a couple of other supportive tools for you for this 30 days. I love you. I can't wait for this. And hopefully I'll see you on the Living by Design call today. Mwah, mwah, mwah.